Now, we're headed towards a world where robots are everywhere. Robotic technology is moving out from behind factory walls. It's entering workplaces, households. And as these machines that can sense and make autonomous decisions and learn enter into these shared spaces, I think that maybe the best analogy we have for this is our relationship with animals. Thousands of years ago, we started to domesticate animals, and we trained them for work and weaponry and companionship. And throughout history, we've treated some animals like tools or like products. And other animals we've treated with kindness, and we've given a place in society as our companions. I think it's plausible we might start to integrate robots in similar ways. And sure, animals are alive, robots are not. And I can tell you from working with roboticists that we're pretty far away from developing robots that can feel anything. But we feel for them. And that matters because if we're trying to integrate robots into these shared spaces, we need to understand that people will treat them differently than other devices. And that in some cases, for example, the case of a soldier who becomes emotionally attached to the robot that they work with, that can be anything from inefficient to dangerous. But in other cases, it can actually be useful to foster this emotional connection to robots. We're already seeing some great use cases. For example, robots working with autistic children to engage them in ways that we haven't seen previously. Or robots working with teachers to engage kids in learning with new results. And it's not just for kids. Early studies show that robots can help doctors and patients in healthcare settings.